You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
What's up, theater fans? We are back this week again with our new layout. If you missed last week's episode, pause right here and go back. Moving forward, we want to make sure that you're getting Broadway news, roundups, and theater social tidbits in a New York minute. Today, I'm back with my co-host, Christian Lewis, and we're ready to dive into the news. Christian, please lead the way. What has been happening on Broadway this week?
Anna, so many things happened since we last spoke. First up, Tony nominee Jared Spector, who played Sonny Bono in The Cher Show. He played a record-breaking 1,500 performances as Frankie Valli in Jersey Boys, and he was Barry Mann in Beautiful, the Carole King musical, all on Broadway. He's going to take on another real-life artist when he plays Oscar-winning director Steven Spielberg in the new musical Bruce. The musical is based on Carl Gottlieb's novel The Jaws Log, and it's about the making of the blockbuster film Jaws. It's going to begin its world premiere engagement on May 27th at Seattle Rep's Bagley Wright Theater prior to its official opening, which is going to happen on June 8th. Next up, Ben Levi Ross steps into the title role of the Tony-winning musical Dear Evan Hansen starting on March 22nd, which is at the Music Box Theater. He made his Broadway debut there as a cover in 2016, and he was also the original Evan in the first North American tour of the musical. So he's going to be playing Evan 8 times a week through May 15th. In very exciting news, the Tony Awards eligibility cutoff date was all announced. So for the 2021-2022 season, everything will have opened by Thursday, April 28th, which is going to leave the May opening of the new musical POTUS outside of this year's race. The committee had a couple other rulings that recently came out, and those include the following things. First up, the production designers for both Flying Over Sunset, which is 59 Productions, and MJ, which is Peter Negrini, will be considered jointly eligible with their scenic designers, which are Beowulf Borrett and Derek McLean, respectively, in the Best Scenic Design of a Musical category, sort of continuing that trend of production designers being included in set design. Patti LuPone's going to be considered eligible in the Best Performance by an Actress in a Featured Role in a Musical category for Company, which of course leaves Katrina Lenk for Leading Actress. Rob McClure and Jen Jambatiste will be considered eligible for the leading performances for Mrs. Doubtfire. Harry Hayden Patton, Tony Yazbek, and Carmen Cusack will all be considered eligible for leading performance in a musical category for Flying Over Sunset. Miles Frost is going to be eligible for best performance by an actor in a leading role in a musical for MJ. Frost is playing adult Michael Jackson, while other actors play Jackson as a child and a young man, but Frost is going to be for lead actor here. And last, Sutton Foster is going to be eligible for Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role in a Musical for Music Man. So many things. Incredible, incredible news, but that's not all. What else do you have for us, Ayana?
Yeah, so much great news. Very excited about the Tonys. I cannot wait for this specifically because Tony nominations are coming out on Tuesday, May 3rd. So that will be a big deal for theater Twitter. The award ceremony will broadcast live coast to coast. This is the first time it's happening coast to coast on Sunday, June 12th on CBS. It's back on CBS. We love that.
And back at Radio City Music Hall.
Yes, back at Radio City last year, it was at Winter Garden, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are the official Tonys. We're very excited about that. Norm Lewis is set to star as Captain Richard Davenport in a new American tour of Roundabout's 2020 production of A Soldier's Play. The play written by American playwright Charles Fuller, A Soldier's Play will be directed by Tony Award winner and Roundabout Theater Company's senior resident director, Kenny Leon. The North American tour of A Soldier's Play will begin performing in December of 2022 with tour stops and additional casting to be announced very soon. Also, lots of tour. Get ready for MJ the Musical as they will launch a North American tour next year. The musical, directed and choreographed by Tony winner Christopher Wilden, will begin at Broadway in Chicago's James Nederlander Theater on July 15th, 2023, and then travel to 17 cities. Additional tour engagements and the complete cast will be announced at a later date. Also in Hadestown news, I feel like we've been talking a lot about Hadestown and their switching of casting, but Joel Blackman, who actually originated as one of the Fates in Hadestown on Broadway, will graduate to the role of Persephone this spring. Lana Gordon, who currently plays the role, will play her final performance on April 3rd, and Blackman will begin as Persephone on April 5th. The same day, Soraya Joy Ross will join the cast of the Tony-winning musical, taking over for Blackman as one of the Fates. Ross most recently was seen in Classic Stage Company's revival of Carmen Jones. We're going to get into a little bit of what's been happening on theater socials. I feel like not much has been happening. I know today there's a lot of celebration for the late Stephen Sondheim and his birthday. He would have turned 92 today, as Christian said earlier. So there are a lot of commemorations. I feel like we've spoken about this before, but what is your favorite Sondheim song, Christian?
Ooh, song or musical?
Song.
Oh, that is so hard. Losing My Mind from Follies.
Oh, that's a good one.
How about you?
Mine is Art from Sunday in the Park with George.
Also, in a great irony, it's also Andrew Lloyd Webber's birthday today.
Also.
They share a birthday, which is hilarious.
That's also pretty iconic. Also on theater socials, Better Nate Than Ever has been making its round. I attended the New York premiere yesterday and it was star-studded, I would want to say. And star-studded meaning all Broadway elite were in the room. And it's a beautiful story. There are lots of people that pop up, a lot of, you know, hidden apples. What's the word they call that when they're
Easter eggs?
Easter eggs. I said hidden apples. Love that for me. There are a lot of Easter eggs in this film. It's also another love letter to Broadway and to theater people. But what I specifically, I wrote this on Twitter, what I specifically loved about this show is that it's a film that will show young theater people that there is more to working on Broadway than just acting. Like, there are other jobs that you can get into. If you're a theater kid and you can't sing or dance, there are other ways to, you know, break into this industry. So I really love that about this movie. It's arriving on Disney Plus on April 1st. And I want to say Miles Frost was there and I gagged a little bit. I was like, holy crap, he's in the room. Also on theater socials, Gilded Age. And I know that you watched the finale episode, so give us a little tidbit on what happened and what people are talking about on Twitter.
I love Gilded Age so much. It was the finale last night. It was 70 minutes, but I feel like we all would have watched if it was 3 hours. We finally got our debutante ball. Mrs. Russell had her ball. It finally happened. We get a lot of Donna Murphy this episode. Kelly O'Hara is like running around at one point. It was like theater Twitter's dream. It was felt like the most theater Twitter of all the episodes. There was dancing. There was waltzing. There was guys in these horse costume things for no reason. It was a great time.
Now you have to explain the horse costume thing. What is that?
There's like a ball and they do this little choreographed number at the beginning and these four guys have like equus horse head things on. I don't really know why, but it was fun. Mm-hmm. I know when we spoke to Kelly O'Hara, I asked her a lot about this episode because it was in the trailer because there was just like a lot of beautiful dancing. And she said, mm-hmm. All of the Broadway people were like so at home the day they all had to like do choreography. And you can mm-hmm. tell because the dancing and the cinematography of this ball episode is just gorgeous and perfect. And you can tell they all already knew how to waltz.
Love that. Love that. And the costumes were impeccable, I'm sure.
Oh my God. They turned it out.
Gilded Age is streaming on HBO Max. So if you haven't seen it, tap into it. I know the first couple of episodes, I have a lot to catch up on, but the first couple of episodes really brought me in. And I will say, we'll get back to it in May because next month is a lot. But I will get back to it and follow up with you here. And on that note, that is your news roundup and theater socials in a New York minute. Head out, get to these shows. There's so many openings, so many shows moving forward on Broadway, off Broadway. So buy some tickets, get out to these shows. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of What's Up Broadway. You can learn more about What's Up Broadway at bpn.fm/wub and connect with us on Twitter at BWay Pod Network. Have a tip or some breaking news, send us a message at bpn.fm/hot tip. And please make sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a rating and tune in next week for another episode of What's Up Broadway.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com. The Outsiders, Essie Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.